Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Yeah, we tracked down the problem. We ran it all through the machine, and here's the report we got back. Error code PATRICK. Hey everybody, Patrick here. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. Today is another episode of November 2025 new music. However, hold on, I have to tell you something. I'm here speaking to you because it's another instance of Patrick blew it. That's right. Error code Patrick. I missed a call from Noah Crane, our good friend Noah Crane, from up there in the woods, and he had submitted a call for October 2025 new music, and I missed it on the Suburban Party Line, and I was alerted to that, and I want to say I am deeply sorry, Noah, for missing out on that. Something that happens on a pretty regular basis. Patrick blew it. Anyway, I want to play that message here for everyone. And I also want to say to make sure if you can, on Monday afternoons at 4 p.m., Noah Crane does a radio show on Suburbs Radio, suburbsradio.com. You can find it also by going to suburbspot.com. There's a link right there on the site, and there's plenty of other ways to listen to it through the magic of apps on your smartphone. So find it and listen to it. Al, every Monday, as I said, from the woods with Noah Crane, always a good time with some great music, and I would love you to listen to that. And Noah, once again, I am sorry, man. I did not mean to miss your call. So let's hear from Noah about his pick for October 2025 new music, and then we'll hear something else from November 2025. It should make a nice little listen for you today.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Noah Crane from up here in the woods calling in with my October new music pick. It came in on the final day on Halloween, bit of a surprise release. And the album I'd love to highlight for everyone, hopefully everybody's already heard it because it's incredible. It's Snowcaps. Snowcaps is a bit of a super group. Katie Crutchfield, her sister Allison Crutchfield, MJ Lenderman as well, and then Brad Cook put this album out. Surprise release on Halloween, and it is really great. It's nice to see the sisters Crutchfield working together again. It has a little bit of a Waxahachie feel, but also harkens back to the early releases of Waxahachie that are a little more rocky. But it's just a wonderful mix. Great album. It is up there as a contender as my album of the year, even though it's only been out for 2 weeks now. I am driving my family crazy playing it all the time, and I think you guys should play it too. The song that I would pick for everybody to listen to is Cherry Hard Candy. Hope everyone's doing well. Take care.
I'm on the phone. They told me, a-rum-pa-pum-pum, to hear the new music train, a-rum-pa-pum-pum. Jason Govel checking in from New York City. Thanks for allowing me to take the controls one last time in 2025. Here are my November new music picks. So let me start by saying, while I occasionally pick it, I am by all means definitely not the rap expert, but there were two rap albums that came out this month that dominated my listening. And in an attempt to make amends for my half-ass apologies to Mr. Foster throughout the year, and also to put a cap in what has become a very tired bit, I present to you all these two rap albums as my November new music picks. First, I gotta go with the album Mercy from rap group Armand Hammer, who joined with the producer The Alchemist. I knew nothing about Armand Hammer going into this month. It was something that was recommended by my streaming service, but I quickly learned why I got this recommendation. The group includes Billy Woods, whose Gollywog album I picked for May New Music. Like Gollywog, I think the backing tracks and sound effects that that Billy Woods and Elucid rap over are very interesting. And I also think the lyrics are great also. Song I will go with is Nil by Mouth for my first pick, Armand Hammer's Mercy.
Nothing ever seen us get away.
The cold, starving, fever, leader, the unbelievers. But next to these brothers, I'm sounding like a preacher. Next to these niggas, I'm looking like Madiba. Your God died when they damn Kariba. Goddamn Rhodesia, arm and hammer, acetone, ether, a fistful of dollars, Ebenezer, squeeze them. In order to be free, I knew I needed a lever. Baldwin in Paris, my mind wanders, y'all might need a visa. Don't lose yourself out here, it's finders, keepers. Crocodiles weeping while they eat your salty tears, all the sweeter. Friday night lights, cannibals fill the bleachers. Read them they last rites, feed them to the creature. Feed the monster, feed the meter. Might do a couple few features. Dead at night, open the deep freezer, bathed in light. My days is short like December in Geneva. Every day's a heist, carpe diem. Crazy gas, low mileage. I can't tell you the number, I have to dial it. I can't tell you how to get there, but you can ride with. Taste foul, but still ache like an alligator smiling. I can't tell you the number, I have to dial it. I have to dial it.
World eater, could've let these micron dons and Don Divas define the lion-hearted. Don't get me started. Self-made martyrs, true self within margins. Arm and hammer, uncommon carnage. Iran Contra Caden, psychic karmic violence. One drop rule at the Radiotron. Negro clash, how low can a punk get? Sean P said no.
And then I gotta go with another rap group. It's the return of the great De La Soul, who released Cabin in the Sky in November. This is De La Soul's first album in 9 years, and also their first album since the death of David Joliker, a.k.a. Trugoy the Dub. While this album does pay tribute to Trugoy, it also brings the typical fun and joy which De La Soul always brings to their music. There are plenty of guest rappers, and it includes a fun spot by actor Giancarlo Esposito, who plays the narrator throughout the album. I will go with the title track, Cabin in the Sky, which, again, while being a tribute to Dave Joliker, is also a very fun song, and it will be my second pick.
Hey, Yo, cabin in the sky, what we see in the dream. When we wake, never can we see what it means. A picture stands alongside of my memory to help honor those I lost, not the end of me. But still in disbelief, lost my brother Dave. But what keeps me safe from the grief is to stay rooted in if the wind gets severe. Every line in the song holds love in the tears. We all hope to climb and on an acre or two up in the heavenly blue, where there's no rent owed or urban life sold in the clouds. And gentrification in the realm ain't allowed. I thought that soon we come the tiniest when around my pops, who's blessed to celebrate his 90th, standing thankful for life. I wonder if he thinks about the loved ones who paid a different price, which in comparison shows the extent of what my brother got to see to live a life so dense. Thought we had forever to do more together, and all that we painted can't ever be rinsed. True connections can never be severed, defined in friendship, the storms that got weathered. The mule and the 40-old don't seem greener than the acres in the promised land from the Redeemer. And yeah, understand that my tears can't stop me from seeing those cabins in the sky. We waiting to get a view of all the faces we love that slipped away. It makes me wonder when it's over, will I get a cabin in the sky? And how will my family deal with it all when they watch me slip away? Melodies of one not shared, celebrating them cabins in the sky. Never a dry eye when you go searching for the ones that slip away. Those ascending from the timeline early, may you reach that cabin in the sky.
And yeah, I'm going to end the year with a bonus pick, but this one is a cover, and it may have been my most fun music moment of the year. Back in April, I picked Goose's Everything Must Go as a new music pick. It was one of two studio albums that Goose ended up releasing in 2025. And when I picked Everything Must Go, I advised I was going to see Goose headline Madison Square Garden during the summer. I did end up at that MSG show, and it ended up being one of my favorite concerts of the year. It had a lot of great moments, but my favorite occurred during the second set when Goose busted out a cover of Don't Leave Me This Way. It was one of those moments where the spirit of the music invaded me, and for the next 8 minutes, I turned into a dancing, flailing, sweaty mess. And now you all can dive into the Goose Live experience as they formally released Live at Madison Square Garden in November. I know Goose came up a couple of times this year, and if you ended up being a Goose fan, this is a must listen, which will give you a great flavor of the live Goose experience. But if you're still on the fence, I would say there are plenty of other fun surprises and great music which may sway you to jump on over to Goose fandom. As for me, though, I can think of no better way to end 2025 than dancing my way out to Goose's cover of Don't Leave Me This Way, my third and final pick. That's it. I hope all are doing well, and I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Thanks again, everybody, and we'll speak to you all in 2026.
Survive, can't stay alive without your love. But don't leave me this way. I can't exist. I'll surely miss your tender kiss. Don't leave me this way. Don't leave me this way.
you understand? No, that's your command. Oh, baby, please don't leave me this way. Don't leave me this way. And I can't survive.
Driving my family crazy, playing it all the time.